A Russian false flag? I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. An oil storage facility in western Russia set ablaze overnight in Belgorod, not far from the country's border with Ukraine. The regional Russian governor there charges the facility was attacked by Ukrainian helicopters. Fox News has not been able to independently confirm those reports, but there are suggestions it could be Russian disinformation to justify a new offensive in Ukraine.
In the last 24 hours, Russian jets have flown over 300 strike missions. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg had this assessment of the battle.
Russia has repeatedly lied about its intentions. So we can only judge Russia on its actions, not on its words.
There is fighting around the capital of Kyiv, especially in the suburb of Irpin, liberated just days ago by Ukrainian forces. There's scenes of destruction.
Fox's Griff Jenkins in Lviv. Russian forces have abandoned the Chernobyl nuclear power plant that nearly melted down in 1986. Ukraine's state power company claims several of the Russian soldiers are suffering from radiation sickness. Peace talks between the Russian and Ukrainian negotiators are scheduled to resume today. President Biden ordering the release of 1 million barrels daily for the next 6 months from the country's strategic oil reserves, saying it will lower the price of gas.
My guess is we'll see it come down, continue to come down. But how far down, I don't think anyone can tell. And there's going to be a slight delay.
Nonsense, says Republican Senate Leader Mitch McConnell, telling Shannon Bream on Fox News at night.
Is that like dropping a pebble in the ocean? It's going to have almost no impact on daily consumption.
Crude oil prices overnight falling below $100 a barrel, and AAA just reporting the average gallon of gasoline is down another penny since yesterday. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Three police officers killed in the line of duty yesterday, including an off-duty sheriff in Houston who discovered a crime in progress as he and his wife left the grocery store. He was then shot. Assistant Houston Police Chief Larry Satterwhite.
He was a hero. He's out there trying to make a difference like all law enforcement is trying to do. And sadly, we've just been here too much. We're just having too many of these things happen, and the violence is going to has to stop.
51-year-old Deputy Darren Almendarez spent nearly half his life behind the badge. In the east central Pennsylvania city of Lebanon, gunfire during a domestic disturbance call yesterday afternoon left one police officer dead and two others wounded. The suspect was also shot and killed. Yesterday morning in Bluffton, Ohio, a police officer was struck and killed by a speeding car as he was deploying stop sticks in the road to try and stop the driver who was fleeing police. A 12-year-old boy has been charged with the murder of a schoolmate in Greenville, South Carolina.
The shooting happened near the front of Tanglewood Middle School. In a statement, the Greenville County Sheriff's Office did not confirm a motive, but believed the two 12-year-olds were familiar with each other. South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster reacted in an interview with Fox Carolina.
Of course, it's tragic. Anything like this is tragic. There'll be at least two families crying all night long tonight, and a lot of other people as well.
The shooter is being charged with murder and several weapons possession counts. He will be held at the Department of Juvenile Justice in Columbia. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
A federal judge has struck down portions of Florida's new election law, saying it would make it more difficult for black residents to vote. Governor Ron DeSantis says there will be an appeal, and he predicts a reversal. The Labor Department reports the March jobs numbers. Just a few hours from now, economists are projecting a slight drop in the unemployment rate. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.